You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Touchdown, finally.
Bro, you moved to LA and bought a mansion.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debts, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean a portion of your debt that is forgiven for what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and give all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more on your credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out now at 1-800-218-7170. There is no cost or obligation for this information. Do not wait. Call 1-800-218-7170. Get your debt problem solved. Now call today at 1-800-218-7170.
Oh, you moved to LA and bought a mansion.
What up, though, everybody? Thank you for listening to another episode of Three Raw. This is CJ.
Your boy Jimmy.
Shamaz Raw.
It's been an interesting 2 weeks for me. I did, within the past 2 weeks, I drive for Lyft. I think I did about 30 Lyft rides in like 2 weeks, and it's been very fun and interesting.
Dang, boy.
Yeah.
Let's hear more about these interesting rides.
Right, that boy driven.
The other night. what's the day? Wednesday, the 20th of June, right? This is about 3 days ago. This is about 5:30 in the morning. I had to pick this guy up. He was running late to the airport. And he said he requested 3 wide rides. And all of them declined on him.
Mm.
So I got to his house. And he was pissed off. He was agitated. So I'm like, you know what? He said, I got to get there in like 20 minutes. And he lived in Northville.
Okay.
And the airport is in Romulus. That's like 20, 25 minutes away. I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. If you tip me $5, I'll get you there in 15, 20 minutes. And I got him there in about 16 minutes.
Boy, was speed.
See? Yeah.
That boy was.
You should have threw in an extra 2 or 3 bones, bro.
2 or 3 ain't.
Think about it.
You know what I mean?
I got a dub.
Think about it. You know? I'm going through Northville. I'm going through Navonia. I'm going through Plymouth. I'm going through Westland. I'm going through Romulus. And those police do not play.
His name is Jesus.
Right. Think about it. It's 5:30
wow,
in the morning.
Bro. Respect that, man.
Well, hold on. You said what?
It was about 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
It was basically clear. The traffic was basically clear. I took 275 to 94, and I got there in about 16 minutes. Did 80, 85 on the freeway.
Nah, bro. You should have got the extra 2-3 pounds.
That's true. That's
yeah, I mean, let's just keep it real.
I
5:30
dub.
In the morning.
Stop
I mean,
playing.
Come on, man.
I got that dub.
And what cities you just said you had to go across again?
Norville.
Come on, man. That alone.
Navonia.
Oh, man.
Plymouth.
Oh, man.
Romulus.
Come on, nah.
Nah.
I think Wayne. But yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, I went through all those cities. Nah. I'm like, okay, if I get pulled over, it's going to be your ass. And then you're going to get mad at me because you're going to miss your flight.
No, he the pull. Listen.
Think about it. I think his flight was leaving. I think he told me his flight was leaving at 6. But you know, it takes a minute
because you gotta go through TSA,
and all that stuff. That takes about 30-40 minutes alone.
Right.
Maybe an hour, whatever. But he gave me my money, so I ain't complaining about it.
I mean, but that was only for the Nick though, bro. He should have threw in an extra 2-3 bones. Like, for real, man. Two, three. I mean, you just get a shirt made that flat out say, I can get you to where you need an extra 2-3 bones, dog. Off rip, they know off rip they got to give you the 5.
I should put it on the emblem. I should put it right there like, yeah, have an emblem made like, yeah, I want like extra $5 if you had to go to where.
You know what I mean? Come on, 80 man. Plus.
Yeah, you got to do that.
5 in the morning? Come on, man.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, but it don't be that bad out there. The boys ain't really lurking. So, I mean, they could be.
Somewhat.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
During that area, they be somewhat lurking. So I'm like, you know what? I'm risking my life. I'm risking your life. I also risk my life.
I mean, keeping it real, though.
If you got pulled over, and I would have got the ticket, and then I would have gladly just passed it to the back. Like,
here you go. Right. Like, here you go. And the type of man he is, I don't think he wouldn't mind paying the ticket. Because he was like, I was approaching the freeway. I like, you might have to buckle your seatbelt. He like, I don't mind. I'm like, okay.
Oh, okay. Somebody
got to let him know. I'm like,
somebody got a Swiss account.
Right.
That's a Swiss joint.
Yeah, man.
So okay.
I don't know if a Swiss account. He was riding the Spirit, so I don't know.
Right.
Hey, that's how you get the Swiss account.
Well, sure. Let me see. What's
been now I'm talking about Spirit Airlines, but
that's how you get. What's been going on with me?
What's been going on with you, brother?
Well, sure. I missed the last episode.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Stuck on 696 for about 6 hours. And these two is the only two fools who, soon as they see me, start bust out laughing. Now anything could have happened to me, dog. Y'all see me 2-3 hours later and start laughing.
He's right.
But he was stuck on the freeway. What worse can happen to him though? Somebody carjacking.
I mean, sure. Look,
I mean,
I'm stuck somewhere.
God
though.
Forbid, somebody could have been feeling like a suicide, and they
right.
Just
no matter where you at,
car.
If you stuck, bro. You know what I mean? That's. I mean, come on, think about it.
That's a good
okay. I see okay. It's a traffic jam.
Okay.
I might be hungry.
Okay.
I might want to, you know what I mean?
True.
Fill my pockets up.
True.
If you feeling where I'm coming from.
True. Okay, that's true. Okay.
You know what I mean? Come on, keep it real.
I got to consider
and y'all
the fact.
Start laughing, dog. I ain't going to hold you up.
I have to consider the fact that.
Your man's Rob was hurt, dog.
I know,
like
man.
Your man's Rob was hurt. Yeah, Jack, believe it or not,
so
dog.
When
I
you
get
listen to this
I
episode.
Got feelings too, bro. For real, man. I know it don't seem like it to a lot, but.
That's a lot, though. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna hold you up. But at the same time, you know, I had to laugh. We had to laugh a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
It was funny, man.
Yeah, we.
How about you, Brennan?
Man. You know what? I've been tired lately.
Hold on. This is our special guest. I don't know if I should step out or try to text him. See if he's coming or not.
Hey, show love. Do what you gotta do.
No, text him. Okay. But anyway.
No, I've been tired lately. And I think it all stemmed from me trying to get my son ready to go to Tacoma, Washington. Shout out to my son, Daniel. He is in Tacoma with my sister. Shout out to Brittany.
Okay. That boy was on a flight by himself.
You know what?
That was interesting.
When you listen, got to the airport, parked and everything, and got there and asked the person how to get to which and where, and then got to that part. Then a guy came out of nowhere. He was like, okay, so what's going on? And we was like, well, he's the only one going. We got to the front of the line. And then we, you know, went through taking the shoes off and everything. Basically, we was trying to follow every instruction we needed to.
Yeah.
But we kept getting, like, upper hand for, like, trying.
Mm-hmm.
So we got him there in enough. We got them there in enough time to even go to the McDonald's that's in the airport.
Yeah.
To, you know, go ahead and grab a slice. Let me tell y'all something about this McDonald's.
Oh, go ahead.
Shout out to Airline McDonald's. I don't know how y'all do it. I don't even know why y'all do it.
You know what?
Hold on.
Because I'm going to hold on, man. Look, for real. Y'all got to understand what I'm talking about. I got there. We got in the line. First of all, there's no organization. Second of all, I feel like this. If your flight is literally about to hit the air and you came in there for a McDouble, you don't deserve to fly. Period.
So what are you trying to say?
If yo, this dude came in.
Wait,
there,
hold on, hold on. Repeat that one more time.
If you are about to be in the air, they just called your flight, line up, get on the so forth and so on to get on the plane. What I haven't been on the plane since I was a baby, literally. So whatever you got to go through to get on the plane. When they call you to get on your plane and your butt walking to McDonald's for a McDouble, you deserve to miss your flight.
Hey, baby, hold on. Time out, though.
You deserve to miss your flight.
I got to play devil's advocate.
You deserve to miss your flight.
I understand what he said, and I agree.
But he got food on the flight.
Thank you.
But hold on. Wait a minute. I got to play devil's advocate.
Why?
I totally agree, but I just got to do it.
I'm listening.
Go ahead.
How long was he waiting on his flight?
Right.
I don't know. I will say,
so you don't know if this man was starving. You don't know if he just,
my whole thing,
you know what I mean?
My whole thing about it is that it's an airline McDonald's, right? For our regular McDonald's, the ice cream machine being broken, we out of fries, whatever the case may be, that's completely unacceptable, right? For an airline McDonald's, whatever you out of, you out of. If I would have been the manager that time, I'd have made an extreme announcement. I am out of this. I am out of that. I have not called to get any more of it back. What I have on the screen is exactly what I have on the screen.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Like, you don't like it? Take your butt.
So because it's at an airport.
Yes.
We can't get the same quality
of
McDonald's, man.
Absolutely not.
Right. Come on,
I don't care what McDonald's is.
I literally just served billions. The answer is no. Leave me alone.
I don't want them McChickens.
I don't have it.
Like, real stuff, man. Like, I don't. I'm gonna need them McChickens, fam.
The regular stuff, sure.
I'm gonna need them though.
The regular stuff, sure.
I'm gonna need them though.
The regular stuff,
hey, how you
sure.
Like, how you like them chicken?
I gotta have them McChickens fresh out the grease, fam.
Okay,
I got to, fam.
All right.
I don't mess with McChickens.
I'm not a McDonald's guy, but if I do,
oh no, I do not support anything McDonald's related for obvious reasons.
Oh yeah.
All of us have worked at McDonald's.
All of us worked at McDonald's.
All of us.
And I haven't, you know what? I did I love the apple pies from McDonald's. And their cookies fresh off the oven.
I was addicted to
that's
the frat base.
That's orgasm waiting to happen.
I was addicted to the frat base.
But
extremely addicted to the frat base.
I don't want
to
keep.
I forgot they had frat base.
And I made breakfast for my family.
While we on this, before we even get to another subject.
Okay, go ahead.
Kevin, my nephew, I love you. If you ain't never had one of his Yeah Boys, you not eating.
Okay.
You don't remember the Yeah Boys?
No. You gotta give the listeners a description what it was.
Break
a Yeah Boy is.
All McDonald's employees, do not listen to me. You get you some butter, right? Mm-hmm. Make sure the grill is good and on point.
No. Yep.
You know what I mean? You remember?
I remember.
Make sure it's good and on point. Throw in some onions.
Okay.
What kind of onions? We got the quarter onions, and then we got the dehydrated onions. What kind of onions?
The quarter boys.
The quarter pound of onions. Okay, go ahead. Continue with
y'all
your story.
If you got some mushrooms, throw in some mushrooms.
Y'all was balling at y'all McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
Let it marinate a little bit. Go get some of that steak.
Steak?
Yeah, they sell steak.
They sell steak, yeah.
I mean, I know we do, but...
Yeah. Chop it up some. You know what I mean? Who didn't hear that? Make that again, CJ, for me. Get you a bun.
Mm-hmm.
Steam the bun.
Hold on. What kind of bun? The one with the seeds on, the quarter pounder buns? Or you talk about the regular buns that go with the
McDoubles? No. We need the quarter pounder boys.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Or whatever bun they using for the grilled chicken sandwiches.
Oh, I love those buns.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Get you a piece of Swiss cheese.
Swissy.
Put it on top of the steak while it's marinating.
Marinate, baby.
Chop
marinate.
It up a little bit. Go ahead. Make the chops. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Exactly. Get you a piece of the regular cheese. Put it at the bottom of the bread, though.
Okay.
It's for more flavor, B. It's for more flavor.
I'm with you. I just...
Oh, my God. This is...
Take the steak with the spackle... And lay it on top of the... Oh.
That's orgasm, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, LSG from McDonald's.
I'm not done, my G.
He's not done,
my G.
Man.
But you still got to give him a hand clap.
Depending on how fat you want to be. Oh. You get you some shredded cheese.
Okay.
If it's too cheesy for you, don't do it.
I don't know how that's possible, but go ahead.
Exactly. Get you a little bit, not a lot, a little bit of shredded lettuce.
Yep.
Depending on what condiment you want, put it on there.
Uh-huh.
What kind of shredded cheese? The pepper, the Kobe Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kobe Jack. Mm-hmm. Kobe Jack.
The only
okay.
one that they got.
You messing up,
you can still bring it. You can still, you know, you can bring the Mexican blend if you want to. You could bring the Kobe Jack. You could bring the, man, go ahead.
Man,
go ahead.
Top it off with some bacon.
Oh my God.
You put it in the microwave for, look. This is the trick though. Put it in the microwave for 8 seconds. Literally, not 10, not 9.
Literally.
It gonna burn.
Literally if 8
y'all don't
seconds.
Know nothing about them McDonald's microwaves. 30 seconds will
and you
burn
eating good,
your,
man. Yeah. Don't listen to nothing burn. I just said to any of you employees. You know what I mean?
We go put a list on the Three Wall Podcast Facebook page in case you don't, if you missed the memo with Robert saying, I will put the list. I will write
the Yeah
list.
Boys, that's what it's called.
It's called
the
Yeah
Boys, dog. Yeah Boys.
It's only exclusively for McDonald's employees. It's not for, it's not exclusive.
My
else.
Boy Trippy Joe oh, said that sound like
shout
a
shout out to
list.
My nephew Kev, man, for the recipe.
Cause if somebody else, if a customer come in and get it, you go get fired. So we not trying to get the McDonald's employees
but
fired.
Man,
so
I don't want to just keep talking about
what's
food
the,
and
topic?
Shit. You know what I mean? Let's what topic y'all want to get on, man? We can start it off with
the rapper.
Well,
X.
Over the last 48 hours, I'm pretty sure everybody heard. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A rapper XXS, what's his name? Tentacion. Was shot and
yeah.
killed in Miami. Mm-hmm. And the reports is basically he was robbed at a motorcycle dealership.
No. He was leaving from the motorcycle.
Right. He was leaving from a motorcycle dealership, basically, and he was robbed and shot dead. I wasn't really the biggest fan of the kid. I heard he had a lot of decent songs. A lot of people were saying he was whack.
R.I.P.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people were saying, in so many words, that he got what he deserved. But at the end of the day, this young man was 20 years old.
Yeah.
If we judging anybody for what they was at 20... this world would be in hell.
Yeah.
Facts.
You know what
think
I'm saying?
About it. Because think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We all did some dumb stuff when we was younger.
Exactly.
And he was Facts. Still living. He was still living. He was still learning.
Facts.
And he said himself, I think it was on a Facebook mm-hmm. Live, he said he's still learning. You know,
he was only 20 years old.
He was changing his life.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that means the majority of his actions and a lot of the nonsense and the negative things he was doing, he was still basically a teenager, 17. 18, mm-hmm. 19. Now, I'm not saying he's exempt from whatever punishments he had coming from his behavior, but to get killed when technically he wasn't trying to portray being hard or a thug or a gangster or a dope dealer,
mm-hmm.
like that wasn't your image. The last 6 months, he was trying to spread a lot of positivity, trying to do a lot of activity
yeah.
work. He was exposing a lot of the corruption in the government. And I'm not trying to build him up as like he was some type of prophet or something. No, that's not what I'm doing. But what I'm saying is,
right.
for somebody who was trying to be positive at the age of 20,
mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing for how you basically shoot and kill this young man. And the only thing you got, what they say, was a Louis bag?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember they.
Come on, man.
Louis bag.
And then Come also.
On. Like, we got to do better hip hop. We got to do better our community. And we got to do better the world.
And he was an advocate for mental illness, too.
Exactly.
You know, it's... And even Kanye, even when, you know, when XXX died, he, you know, he gave a tribute to him saying that, you know, he was a... You know, he looked up after him. You know, because he was a... Because he was an advocate for mental illness. And, you know, Kanye got a little, quote-unquote,
man, Kanye
illness.
Gone.
But, you know, I don't care what he did in the past. Nobody deserved to die. Nobody deserved to die at all. Especially at his age.
Well, when you're trying to, like, spread a lot of community. Well, I said spread a lot of community. Spread a lot of positive within the community. Definitely to, like, at-risk youth.
Yeah.
No.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of your sins, 20 years old, and you still trying to do some type of good. Like, you was in Miami or Florida. Was it Miami?
Yeah,
it you was
Miami.
In Miami because this weekend you were trying to organize another charitable event. You know what I'm saying? For the youth.
Yeah, charitable event.
You know what
and
I'm saying?
To he's the, from And he's from that area too.
He's from somewhere in Florida.
Lauderdale, Florida.
Right.
And that's not too far from Miami.
What's your opinions on it though, B?
I didn't know much about the guy.
Uh-huh.
To be honest. The type of person that I am, as far as the type of hip hopper I am, I tried to steer from guys like him because of the quote unquote stigma.
Right.
That they had. You know, I'm not saying I'm living under a rock. I know a good amount of who these people are, but him on the other hand, I didn't know when I first heard him. I was at my sister-in-law's house, actually. And shout out to Ev and Aunt. I was, we were celebrating my niece's birthday, and my brother-in-law comes out and he says, Triple X just got killed. Like, and so when he said Triple X, I heard X, I started thinking about, what's his name, 69?
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, kind of like what you said. Like, it wasn't a judge thing, really.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like a, figures.
Like, go figure. Live, you know, by the gun, die by the gun type situation.
Difference. First of all, let me make it clear. I have nothing but the utmost respect for artists that are just trying to do their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are certain things that I'm not with, and not, you know, to each his own. I remember when beef in hip hop was literally you had either your bars or you had your hands, and either one went down. Like, if you and me was beefing right now, Rob, and I had a diss track and you had a diss track, if we saw each other wherever we were, the beef was real. It wasn't, my bars wasn't just for publicity. Like, I really felt that way about you. And depending on where we were, we was scrapping about it.
Right.
You know, right now it's just a lot of out of nowhere. You don't even really know this person beef.
Right.
Like, you saw this person one time, you didn't even say hi. They were across the room.
And what you're saying is basically leading on to my next subject, which is still part of this subject.
Yeah, like, I just, for me, I look at it like this. I am extremely sorry, and my heartfelt condolences and prayers are out to his family. I'm trying not to be fake about how I feel.
Right,
because
I
did not know the gentleman.
Like I said, I wasn't the biggest fan.
I know
fan
a little
either.
Bit of him. So
you know what I'm saying? I heard about 3 or 4 songs, and I'm not going to hold you up. Like, out of the 3 or 4, maybe 2 was okay. But I wasn't a fan. Like, what he was doing, it wasn't like something that I felt like I needed to hear at the time. Yeah. I guess being a more mature and older man, like, he's 10 years younger than me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, like, what he's probably rapping about, I probably then been already surpassed that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And no knock to the young man, but, like, what Brandon was just saying basically goes back to my next subject as far as the OGs.
Right.
Like, recently, a couple weeks ago, Jay Prince stepped in and basically stopped the Drake versus Pusha T beef.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless to how we feel about it, he made an OG move because he felt like basically it could have went left. I'm looking at a lot of these newer artists, like you said, the 69 guy, you know what I'm saying, X to a degree, because your OG wouldn't let you slipping like that. Like, from my knowledge, this young man, everybody in the city knew he had this car. So it's like, this is the car we all affiliate you with.
Mm-hmm.
You riding around, you don't got no forms of security with you. You don't got no forms of, no, when I say security, I'm talking about men or weapon. You just out here like you're not a famous person or somebody who, you know what I mean? You're not normal anymore. And I feel like the OGs back in the days did a good job with letting their artists or whoever they was mentoring know you're not who you was last year. Some of the mistakes, some of the things you're doing, they got other consequences. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this situation like, where is this OG at? Do you want better? Where is all these OGs at?
Right.
Like,
a mentor,
all right,
at least a mentor, you know.
Right. Like, I understand the the internet nowadays is basically, let me say, some wild shit to get attention.
Yeah.
But a lot of this stuff these cats
just
is
like
doing.
Just like what CC9 doing.
Exactly. But see, that's not just saying. Now you're doing wild stuff. Like, you trying to aggravate and pick at for views
exactly.
and money.
You know,
you
what?
Can get caught slipping anywhere.
You know what? I don't think these cats nowadays, and at least a good amount of them, I don't even think they know what OG means.
No, they don't.
I really don't think they do.
They even disrespecting the OGs.
I couldn't walk through the hood. I couldn't get in my grandma's house, my grandpa. It didn't matter the type of OG. There was always somebody older than you that had something to drop on you. And you might have been not in the mood to hear it, but you listened out of respect. And while you listened, you might have been like, shrug it off. But later on in life, that jewel that was dropped dug right back up in your mind, and you was like, oh, man, this is what he meant.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, RIP to Triple X. 69, I got to be honest, he probably the only person left that's probably going to start something. Because Lil Pump and J. Cole, for those who don't know, they sat down and talked to each other.
Right.
So
they had a little almost hour long interview.
That
with
lets
each
me
other.
Know
yeah.
You not only might have been offended by 1985, you was affected by 1985.
Oh, of course he was.
You
of course
sat
he was.
Down and
pockets,
listened. You sat
ego,
down and listened to
you know what
it.
I mean,
it
real.
Exactly.
Dang. I might not do what he do, but he kind of telling the truth.
But it's like nowadays these younger artists is definitely in hip hop making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like no matter how we want to look at it. Our favorite artists is from like the late 80s, the 90s, and the early 2000s, they wasn't making a lot of money like how a lot of these newer independent artists is. Because first and foremost, it wasn't no internet.
Right.
It wasn't something that I can directly sell my product to, streaming, Apple Music, Spotify,
yeah,
Tidal,
they had to depend on like radio.
Google Play. They had to depend on radio. They had to depend
radio,
on
TV.
These deals. We hear people like Prince before he passed away and Michael Jackson. Well, mainly Prince saying he was a slave. Mm-hmm. This is like one of the biggest selling artists of all time.
Diamond.
Saying writing slave on his face. Saying he didn't own his music. He going diamond and he got to get paid off performing damn near 11 months out a year. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So no matter how we look at it, our favorite artists back then wasn't making all these hundreds of thousands to millions as a 6ix9ine or as a, you know what I'm saying,
and
Triple X
like
was before he passed away.
Too. Most of
right,
but so yeah. the money is not the issue.
Well, I say it is as far as like the OG, because you get somebody 17, 18, you get them $1 million. They get a hit song, they get $4 million. Now they don't want to listen. And that's just not what artists is. This is what life, period. A lot of people let money control their actions and their feelings. Now, I might not do it, but I can't speak. We see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? We've been seeing it with people for years and years and years. So I'm like, where's the OGs? But do you think a lot of these artists respect these OGs? Do you think they getting rid of these OGs? Oh, man, you can't tell me nothing, you bum ass. You know what I mean?
Right.
But let's just keep it real. You look at the Migos. They on QC, but they listen to QC. He they OG. Mm-hmm. When they first came out, they was trying to argue and fight all the time. And they was doing, they listened. Now where they at? Regardless if you like their music or not.
They
you know what I'm saying?
They all
and then,
over the world.
And then, like, break it down to levels. Like, let's go back to our old, like, our favorite artists, the Lil Wayne's, the Kanye. Kanye always say his OGs was no ID.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, keep it real. You know what I'm saying? We look at these
like
people.
Like Lil Wayne, like Baby.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Regardless of how we feel about Baby.
Right.
Baby took four or five young kids out the hood, made them millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And for the most part, they listen. And if you really think about it, once they stop listening to Baby, regardless if he was stealing or not, they all start going to jail and shit. BG doing 14.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? Like, and then not
That's
just
true.
Him,
That's
Master
true.
P. You see what I'm saying? And then he said his OGs was Tupac and Suge and Jay Prince.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? Like, everybody listen, far as in hip-hop. Nah, I'm not seeing it.
I don't either.
You know what? As far as OGs, I feel like, I guess good or bad, jewels is being dropped one way or the other back in the day.
Uh-huh.
the Jay Prince situation, we touched on it the last game.
Oh, well, Drake and Pusha.
We talked about it. We talked about it a little bit.
Shout out to the engineer who brought her own little spice to it. We respect the engineer for doing
shit.
Yeah. That's right. You better strut.
Anytime.
You better strut.
Oh, man, you better start ad-libbing with Rob here, man. I don't know what's going on. Right. Throw in them ad-libs.
Strut.
Right.
But,
go ahead, man.
She said it herself. She was, I don't like the new Drake. He died off after the second album, you said?
That one song. I think it was that
just
one
song. Just about. What was that song he just released over the weekend? He did a music video for it. I'm sad.
I'm sad.
When are you not upset?
Yeah, man. Like, I can't do that. That's all that sensitivity, you know, like. My bad, man. Hold on, dog. I know we in a good topic, dog.
Go ahead.
Like, all this sensitivity and all these emotions from... Man, like, let's cut it out, dog. Like,
say
Drake, my G.
But
you see, upset, really.
But see,
say like, R&B, we know.
We know, fam.
Like, but see...
We found that out in 08, fam.
But
it's 2018.
Hold on. Now,
get some tissue.
This is my point. This is the point I was making. He's hilarious. This is the point I'm making.
Jesus.
I don't feel like Jay Prince did it from an OG move or being an OG.
Nah.
I felt like he did it from being an OG that was protecting his money.
Oh, he definitely was protecting his assets.
Oh, yeah.
In this situation?
If it just so happens to save his life, I guess.
I mean, but like, think about this.
Hey, I'll do the same thing too, brother. I ain't gonna lie. I'll do the same thing. If it's.
I'm looking at the logic to what he said, but then I'm looking at the bullshit. The bullshit is, bro, you know you lying. Everybody know you lying, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the logic, yeah, it makes sense. But Drake really about to go left. Drake really about to go get the arsenals. Drake.
I came from an era where if you was already who you were right then and there, then that's exactly who you had to be. Now, if you changed and you came up on a come up,
mm-hmm.
then that was different. But if you went from I'm broke and now I'm rich, but clearly you're still broke.
Hold on now.
You know, What I'm saying is that if let's say our first year of high school, we're not as fly as we would like to be, right? Mm-hmm. And then the second year of high school, through the summer, we evolved. We got jobs and we got money and we started, you know, stunting just
see,
a
I can't
little
even
bit.
Talk about us.
I'm just saying.
I gotta talk about somebody in hip hop. Okay. We all saw do it.
But I'm just saying.
I wanna
saying,
see what you're going with.
Okay.
I'm just saying though, gradually you got to that point. Reasonable doubt turned into American Gangster.
True.
Okay?
Okay.
But if you were I know the dude's name, but I can't say it right now. Basically, if you was broke then and you went and got a pair of shoes the next week, but you didn't get any more for the rest of the year, then you were still broke. But to walk around...
I was one of them dudes, but I was popular.
I'm just saying, though, to walk around like you was the... And you wasn't, and to be snobbish with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got put back in your place. My point is that Drake, every time he gets a little happy or feels like he's got this so-called pass through a certain hood, it's... All right, I can strut my stuff now. Now y'all can shut up and y'all can show me love,
man.
And do what it, bro. Didn't you just
hold
say
on,
you had trust
out,
issues?
Hold on, time out, dog. All I know is I'm
you
paying no. I'm
got.
Just minding my business on Facebook about 3 weeks ago, dog. I scroll past something, I see Drake. I'm like classic Drake, like 18, 17 years old Drake. It look like I don't know if it's Degrassi or a commercial. I don't know what it was, dog. Long story short, at the end, this dude grabbed that grown man's ass, bro. Y'all seen it on Facebook. Quit playing. Y'all all saw it on Facebook. You saw it on Facebook, bro.
I did not.
What?
Somebody explain.
Oh, man.
Explain this. Please explain
no,
this.
Explain.
No, I did not see this. All I know is, man, at the end of the day, once I saw that man Drake grab that grown man's ass, no, bro.
So is
no,
that what
bruh.
Come through was about?
No, bro. No, you lost.
Is that what come through was about?
And I think I saw it before.
It's what they say, no homo, too.
Like, bro, you lost even before the Pusha motherfucker beef. If this was out all this time, man, Meek Mill won. I don't care about back-to-back no more, dog. Meek Mill won. Man, Drake, man, you lost. Man, I don't care, dog. Like, I don't want to hear nothing else, dog. You grabbed this grown man's ass, bro. This was servicing on the internet all these years?
Oh, man.
What?
I did not see
no,
that.
Man. No, man. No, I do not want to go to the six, my G.
This is why the I six, am not.
I don't care about your views, bro. What views are you talking about,
I'm
fam?
Not. This is why I'm not an advocate.
I can't do it, bro.
This is why I'm not an advocate for when we hooping and we doing so well that you come out of nowhere and smack me.
No, bro.
I'm not in favor of it.
No, bro.
Handshake me, brother. Leave my cheeks.
But hold on. Go back to the subject, what you were saying. Like, as far as like if a rapper came out one way, he gotta stay that way.
It's not that he has to stay that way.
Hold on.
You need to evolve. It's fine to evolve.
But wait a bit, time out. Is we all gonna make it seem like MC Hammer didn't have is all good? Y'all remember when MC Hammer went to Death Row, bro?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he was in the Lowriders and y'all remember? Oh, man, you might be too young, dog. You know what I'm talking about, CJ, dog.
I wasn't paying attention.
MC Hammer had is all good.
Wasn't paying attention.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Was not paying attention.
Come on, dog. This dude, MC Hammer. Y'all remember Pumps in the Rump?
I remember Pumps in the Rump.
Oh, man. Come on, dog. MC Hammer did, like, the ultimate 180. And it was wild, dog. Nope. It was like nobody didn't want to say nothing because it was MC Hammer, dog. I was like, hey, man, who do you say? What do you say to the guy who made Too Legit Too Quick? I was like, dang.
But you need to quit. This ain't legit.
You know what I mean? I was like, hold on, man. This dude MC Hammer made. I can't touch this, though.
Right,
you know what I mean?
That.
I can't touch
this.
Boom, doo-doo-doo. And all this of a sudden, it's all good. Yeah. Y'all remember this? It was like goons in the back. And man, come on, man. MC Hammer went wild, B, dog. Like, this dude MC Hammer, dog. Like, real shit, man. It was weird, man. But
it was weird.
I understand what you're saying, man. Like,
I'm just saying,
ain't nothing
like,
wrong with evolving.
Evolving. Like, people are always asking me why you mess with Jay-Z the way you mess with Jay-Z. Because if you pay attention year after year after year, the man is an evolver. It doesn't matter the beat. Literally, he's able to evolve.
I think that's the
able to stay in relevancy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Eminem puts you in a position to evolve to his. To his evolvement.
Yeah.
He doesn't evolve with you. You must evolve with him.
But see, then,
like,
right, I don't know if y'all fellas saw it. I made a status on Facebook a couple days ago. And I was basically saying, like, man, Jay-Z, Nas, Spice One, E-40, Too Short, like, all the legends that Mobb Deep, rest in peace, Prodigy. Today is his 1 year anniversary of his death. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
But no Mobb Deep. Watch. Jay-Z, like I said him before, you know what I mean? But like Eminem, Kanye, like everybody that we grew up off of that we feel like is real hip hop is all still making music and all have came out with a project or two within the last 4 years. If you listen to 80 to 90% of these artists, just like B just said like with Jay-Z, they showing growth. You see what I'm saying? Like you can't be 24 forever. These artists that we grew up on, or not just us, that a lot of these people say that's real hip-hop, they all in their mid-40s to early 50s now.
And they was talking junk about Nas' album.
Right, but like, do y'all realize Nas shouldn't still be trying to street dream at 44, 45 years old?
No.
Right.
Because
like, that came out in 1996.
Street dreaming means I never got off the block. Reasonable doubt means I never got off the block.
But we got artists like that now that's giving us that. We got our Nipsey Hussles. We got our J-Rocks. We got artists that J-Rock cold, man.
That
but
J-Rock is
I just
cold,
feel like,
man.
And not us, because we still kind of young, but like a lot of people that's maybe like a little, like 5 to 10 years older.
No, but no, I completely understand what you're saying.
Right.
Like I remember when Jeezy first came out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
And I was like, man, I rock with him, but I just want to see more. And that's what I got.
Yeah.
Year after year, he started learning how to really story tell.
You know what I hate about Jeezy? I hate to cut you off. But not just Jeezy, his extra super fans. He came out with The Recession. In my opinion, that was his best work.
Period.
Yeah.
And, but the majority of his super fans hated it because he showed growth.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you don't... Say that again.
Majority of his fans hated the recession because he showed growth.
Now, what does this sound like? This sounds like everybody that grew up and you trying to figure out why
listen
you
to
can't
a certain artist. They why
you,
to a certain artist
you trying to figure out why you can't listen to a certain artist. You trying to figure out why you can't hang out with certain people that you used to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
Why certain family members that you used to be super cool
God.
With you can't
Go
be super
ahead.
Cool with no more. This sounds like growth. Here's the thing.
after a while, mm-hmm. I can't still be locked up. After a while, I gotta be RIP.
Yeah, right. After a while, life continues. What I'm saying?
Like, after a while.
Tupac said it back in 96, life goes on.
Life goes on, literally.
Right. You know what I mean? Even like with somebody like E-40. And like, if you actually break down his music, it still show growth.
Your own language.
You see what I'm saying? It's still showing growth. Within the last 2 years, he had 3 alcoholic beverages. Earl Stevens, Laura Kane. Like, come on. You know what I mean? Like, it's still showing growth. Like, at some point, man, I feel like, by hip-hop being so young, it's only been around since, like, 1978.
Yeah.
As far as recording, we got to realize, like, now these artists is giving us alternative hip-hop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jay-Z's. And so, like, Wu-Tang. Y'all heard their last album was cold.
Oh, my God. I did not.
You know what I mean? Oh,
I'm a big fan of Wu-Tang. I got to listen to that.
Wu-Tang,
Nas. You know what? I've always,
you know what I mean? Like, come on,
I've
man.
Always been
Spice One.
I've always been an avid.
And that's my dog.
I've always been an avid believer. That the people that you know, like Pusha said, if you know, you know. There's certain people I don't have to listen to it,
right?
If Nas just came out with an album, right? Mm-hmm. I want to listen to it because I want to be happy because Nas made an album. It's not because I need to make sure Nas is still on key. It's Nas,
right?
It was written, you know what Nas Illmatic, Steelmatic, like you know what I mean. If Jay-Z comes out with an album, I don't have to jump and go, I got to listen to it right now because I'm worried about if he don't have it no more.
Right.
I'm good. When Drake come out with an album.
Which will come out next week.
I'm skeptical.
Scorpion.
I'm skeptical. I have no. Okay, that. I'm good. You did it. That album, here's what I'm worried about. Are we singing? What are we singing about?
You know, are you upset I like again? To sing. I am
Are
Drake.
You trying to get with the same girl that you've been trying to
you
get with?
You broke my heart when I was 17.
And now everybody like, knows on, that I have G, a son. Dog. Like, what are we getting ready to find out? And Scorpion, man. Scorpion, right there, the narrative alone.
Scorpion.
The stab in the back. Right there.
Oh, man, Scorpion.
That's horrible. For the simple fact, because... That's a stab in the back situation.
If Drake is Scorpion, do that mean Pusha T was Sub-Zero?
Oh.
Well, we all know who won that one.
Remember, it was 2 Sub-Zeros.
Right. But remember, Scorpion got so well into himself that he couldn't even deal with himself anymore and killed himself.
I'm just rub the struggle beard for a minute.
Now, I'm not saying Drake's going to kill himself, but he might just kill his career. And it hasn't been the first time that he tried to kill his career because of the certain people he's gone after.
Yeah, he should stop right
now. I mean, but I just look at it like...
Immediately.
The Drake, I mean, with the beefs, it's just really kind of like... All right, first and foremost, is we still going to ignore how he never responded to Kendrick Lamar dissing him 3 times?
No. We not.
Is we going to totally ignore Common killing him back in like,
real hip-hop
like in 2012, Common destroying his
Here,
dude?
I'll do you one better.
Come on, man.
I'll do you one better.
We just going to make it seem like it was just meat meals.
I'll do you one better. Are we going to ignore that you was trying to diss and talking crazy about Jay-Z and yet you had to have begged him to be on your album?
Hold on. I might have to take a break to see if career outside.
For sure. Tell me that.
Yeah, that's. But anyway,
you was on
man.
Light Up, and so was Jay-Z.
Yeah,
we forgot that you were on Light Up after Jay-Z.
Right, exactly.
Pound Cake was amazing until Jay-Z stopped writing and started freestyling.
Right.
I just feel like you pick the worst, and we're gonna hurry up and get off this subject because we killed them already. But I feel like you pick the worst people. You make the worst life decisions.
Yes,
whether it's women. Whether it's beef, like, you make women, no disrespect to my women, you make women go, what are you doing?
Right.
You're making us look bad.
You seen the one he was recently was out with, like, when he was hanging out with recently? My God.
I quit.
Thank everything.
I quit as far as him being with a girl, be honest with you, because I feel like he just
He trying to substitute. Come on, please come on here. I want you to so bad. Please.
Maybe he's sad because he just doesn't like girls. And he's just afraid to admit it. Let's be honest.
I love her.
Got a little thinking emoji going on.
Not a thinking emoji. Saying. I wouldn't be surprised if out of nowhere Jimmy actually liked Jimmy's. No pun intended to my Jimmy, because my Jimmy is strictly women.
Like, if you can't find a girl willing to stick around by now, maybe there's something wrong with you.
Exactly.
He just bugs me.
He's too mopey. No one wants to be around that.
You know what he is? He's depressingly talented. That's the best way to put it. You're depressingly talented.
Like he's talented, desperate. But depressed.
Yeah. Like, it's like talented. You want to listen to him, but you mad if you do.
Literally, he's just a sad sack. Like, I'm scrolling through and I saw that pop up. I'm upset. I'm like, I know. Keep going. Like, right. I'm not going to listen to that. I know what it's going to sound like.
Bruh.
My name's Drake and I'm sad. No one cares anymore.
Like, I feel like y'all need to respect.
He hit his lowest point
respect
with Rihanna.
You for what?
He hit his lowest
for
point
being
with Rihanna.
So sad for so long. He's just going for the record.
You know the worst. You know the worst thing is when you hear him on tracks now with other people that like Pusha T like that. Like he's like literally struggling to be relevant in that bar.
Right.
Like in all
he
those,
on other people
he's standing
him.
There just trying to spit, looking around like
he's like that old guy that goes to the bar and like post up in the corner and just doesn't talk to anyone.
Right.
I'll just sit here alone and play with my straw
that
wrapper.
The boy that did not get picked for dodgeball.
Straight last.
Straight. That's basketball. He bit Jerry last for basketball.
Nah, you know what? Sport. Surprisingly, I honestly believe he knows how to play.
You think?
I think he knows how to play. There's got to be some backbone in there somewhere.
Every time he misses a hoop, he cries. I have to go write a song now. Maybe that's really what his songs are about.
I missed the rim yesterday and I ain't see the backboard. Nick, what?
Instead of girls, it's hoops.
Oh my God. Y'all silly, man.
I just want to be like Michael Jordan.
He sound like that too.
I want to be like
he
Mike.
He said that. He actually said that.
Wow, I'm a prophet.
Commercial. He said that. I like the way he did it though, because, you know, he has his own brand of Jordans.
Yeah.
His own line.
OVO, yeah.
So he was like, I just remember me and my boys, we had all saved money, and I think it was like this. We had all saved money, and we all got the same Jordans and the same headgear. We was feeling ourselves. And, you know, I could relate, because ain't nothing like when your whole crew fly.
Right.
Y'all walking through the hallway, and everybody checking for you, they hating, or they hate that they can't hate you no more. Like, damn, I got to find somebody new. Who else broke around here? Let me see. Damn, everybody that came up. I ain't doing my job.
Nah.
Guess we got to start robbing.
But anyway, man.
Oh, man.
This news surfaced about last week about Target. They had to apologize. They had to apologize.
So sorry.
About this card saying baby daddy. And it had an African-American couple. On the card.
I don't mean any disrespect.
Why do you have a card that says baby daddy on it?
I need you.
What's wrong
no,
with
look,
that?
No disrespect.
All right, go ahead.
No disrespect to our engineer, but she's Caucasian. I want to hear what she has to say.
All right, first off, the term baby daddy is ridiculous. And what really makes me upset is not even just the fact that this is rude.
Okay.
Inappropriate.
Okay. I don't think it's
unnecessary. But this goes through like a team of people. Like, it has to go through layers and levels to get approved to even go to a store and be put on the shelf. You're telling me this many people look at this was like, yeah, that's fine. Put in the pile. Like, are you kidding me?
She literally.
I'm not really fond of the card. I'm not really fond of the card, but I think people give it a derogatory term, though.
So too much power.
Yeah. So a term of baby daddy, quote unquote, is an absent father. Right. I don't think it's an absent father. I think it's just a person, a father who is a father of a child. That's all I think what it is.
Now, and
people think people
we don't go there. We have to.
Well, yeah, but you got to look at the people who are saying it,
right?
And how they're saying
now,
it.
Culturally.
Yeah.
Now culturally,
yeah.
I put it this way: Now, I'm the eyeball out of every situation. People hate me for this, but I'll put it this way. Okay. Yes, culturally, it is for black people as far as the baby daddy situation. Now, real quick, if you ever see this card, don't just stand there and just pick up a picket sign and just go crazy. Pick the card up and read the card, because the card is actually it's actually pretty beautiful. However,
hold on, I got the picture.
Yeah, that's right.
I was gonna say, what's it say on the inside? Because that's what counts, right?
I took a picture of it. So I'm about to find it. Let's see. So on the inside, it says, "You are a wonderful husband and father, and I'm so grateful to have you as my partner, my friend, and my baby daddy."
That's fine then.
Right.
Happy Father's Day. Yeah.
Now, right off the bat, though, because we judged the book by its cover, we was like, but
I mean, sometimes the cover's important.
The cover is important this time.
Right. It got two black couple on there.
Right. But, yeah. You know, for black couple, it's baby daddy, supposedly, culturally. For Hispanics, it's Poppy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't know what, I'm not sure what it is with, you know, Caucasians. It's probably just dad.
Dad, father.
Father, right.
Happy Father's Day, dad.
The simple stuff.
Old man.
Old man. Right. My old man. That's what it is.
My old man.
You know, my old man always tells me, you know what I'm saying? You don't get that from us. Or we do say OG.
Pops.
Pops, OG. You know what I'm saying? We keep it simple. What I'm saying is, culturally, I think what they were thinking of was, maybe this will work. Maybe this won't be so
bad. And it could work. They made the inside nice. That's what saved them.
Right.
But this could have also went totally this just the wrong way.
But then,
like Titanic.
It went left. But then having, what most risk takers are doing pretty well. So I'm pretty sure that's what they looked at. They're like, you know what? We know what's going on. Duh, we see it all. But how long are we going to allow it to really keep us from doing what we do? We're supposed to be, it was a Hallmark card, right?
I don't remember.
Okay, whoever.
I think it was, the card was like $5.99, so yeah, it's a Hallmark.
Okay.
Could have been just,
Hallmark.
Yeah. Hallmark price.
What is it? It's not American Express, it's American Greetings.
All American Greeting.
Yeah, American, you know what I'm saying? Okay. We're looking at it like, you know, this is what we do. We're supposed to capture this moment, right? Mm-hmm. All right, let's go there. Let's see if we can capture this moment. It's not like we can make, well, I don't know if they do. It's not like we can make erotic card fantasy type situations where, you know, you see me necking on the card as far as a female is concerned.
All right, I've seen a card like that before, only it was with teddy bears to make it like, okay to be in the store. And I was like, I still don't know about that, because that is a teddy bear doing some really weird stuff and wearing assless chaps. Like, that's just weird.
Right.
He's still, okay.
I'm just saying, there's some lines that don't need to be crossed.
Exactly.
That teddy bear wasn't soft that night.
So I got a question for yeah, you did. But I have a question for everybody. It's been a topic of discussion at my job and pretty much everywhere. So do you think pineapples belong on pizza?
Absolutely. I don't know.
How about you, Rob?
All right, now look. Everybody know your man's Rob. I like to eat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm a little thick. I ain't gonna hold you up. It just depends on your mood. I'm not just gonna say I'm an off-rib order a deluxe pizza at pineapple, banana, or some goofy. No. But if you want to throw it on there, man, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Me, personally, I had it once before. I ain't gonna say I didn't like it. It was pretty decent to me. I didn't eat it enough for me to say it don't.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I also know I'm not tempted to put it on my pizza. I'm about to, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Watch the game
so
for
yes
or something.
And no. So you yeah and nay.
I'm like neutral. I ain't gonna hold you up.
Ah, oh, fuck. Well, okay.
Well,
our engineer, I want to know, what do you like pineapple on a pizza?
There's only one kind of pineapple related pizza I like, and it's a barbecue chicken Aloha pizza.
And see, that's so the one I had.
That's not bad.
Okay.
As long as it's made right. That's all right with me, but like ham and pineapple, I don't like it.
Now I'm not gonna lie.
So
let's
go ahead and put apples in your damn pizza. And
you know what?
If y'all want to do that, if y'all want to do that,
he is so upset.
If y'all want to do that, y'all can go ahead and put apples on your pizza.
He is
upset. You can go ahead and put orange on your pizza. Go ahead.
Right now, you look old. the way you just went off. I saw you in a two-piece
back
suit.
Back in my day.
I saw you in a two-piece suit with a cigar in your mouth going off. Oh, man. So you just gone.
I got my boy. Hold on, man.
Y'all sorry, Pops. Dog. Pops. No more pineapple.
Pineapple on the damn. Oh, man.
Pops.
Who did this? Man.
Classic, but yeah, everybody. I got my my bad. I had stepped out for a minute, man. Jesus. I got my boy Career. You know what I'm saying? I want to come through right quick, man. Yeah, artist. You know what I'm saying? Run a little late. Thanks to CJ. Gave him the wrong direction.
what'd I say?
Uh-oh. You forgot to put the zip code in there.
He ain't need a zip code.
You don't need one.
Uh-huh, because remember when I got lost that one day? It'd take you up the service drive another direction.
Oh, it took you like past Woodward, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see.
It does happen.
I don't know the zip code like that. So I don't know. So
thanks to CJ's.
My bad.
I'm going to take the blame, though.
Oh,
cause...
my God.
Now y'all going to act like I wasn't lost that one day.
Okay. Actually, though, it's not really your fault. Because if you just go on your GPS and type in Podcast Detroit, it takes you
I don't
you
think
here.
He had the name. He didn't know.
I put Podcast put Detroit. Detroit.
It's two words.
1220 East 11 Mile.
I ain't going to hold you up. I'm just defending him.
That's
my boy. I'm going to defend him, dog.
That's in my GPS.
But yeah, he on his way, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's too late now.
Well, he's still going to be on his way. You know
okay,
I mean?
We can talk.
We can talk for a minute.
But go ahead.
I felt like I missed a lot within them 5 minutes I was gone. Yeah. We talking about pizza. 16.
Oh, yeah.
God
I got
damn
another.
Pineapple.
I got another question to ask you guys.
Okay.
It relates to cereal. So it's another topic of discussion at my job.
Be careful.
So do you pour milk in a bowl before you put in cereal, or you pour the cereal in first before you pour in the milk?
Man, what type of what?
Are you gonna yell at us for whatever?
No,
we
no, 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 I'm not going. Yeah,
I love your disclaimer.
I know how that's y'all. My bad.
Man,
I'm not
what type
that
of?
I won't judge you for this one. But...
Yeah, my coworker. He put milk in the bowl before he put in the cereal
to keep it from getting soggy fast. That's the only logic, literally, because if the cereal's already in the bowl and you're pouring the milk on top of the cereal, then before you can put the spoon in, a good amount of that is already
I think it depends on the cereal, honestly. He's right.
If we talking about Cinnamon Toast Crunch, it's absolutely got to wait till that milk is in that bowl.
Man, look, I don't know what type of coworkers you work with, CJ, dog. I'm pretty sure my man's an awesome guy. But if he don't go on somewhere with that bullshit, dog.
Right, there you go. There you go. Yes.
Why did he go left, right?
If he don't go on and go get serious, man, go over there, man. Go
I feel like this
to the
is
corner.
A scene.
Time out.
This is a scene from Superbad that just wasn't filmed. Like,
no. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, like, who the hell put milk in the bowl before the cereal? Oh, 4 minutes. I thought you said I did it.
No.
So, oh my God, it was. I looked at him like, okay, you put pineapple in your pizza. That's one.
This and is now one you, from the same guy?
Same guy.
Oh my God. Is
this
he okay?
Who I think it is.
Mentally, I don't think he is, but I mean, he's a cool guy. Shout out to Andrew. I got to give him a shout out, but you need help, brother. Mm-hmm. You need help.
Hey, look, Drew, man, look.
Not Drew.
I'm not even going to say. Yeah, I gotta call you Drew.
No, and?
That, no, we
no,
call him
and,
Drew. We call him Drew. We call him
we
Drew.
Call him Drew? We call him all right, Drew. Well, I'm gonna switch it up. Drewski, bro.
Drewski, okay.
Look, man, you don't need help. You need to go on somewhere with that bullshit.
Yeah.
All jokes aside, my G. Like I said, I'm pretty sure you're an awesome guy. You probably check in
he's
on
awesome
the podcast.
Guy.
Why are you
But
awesome
you eat like a weirdo.
You know what I mean? You're a little weird, but you might be an awesome guy.
Okay.
But you gotta go, bro.
You gotta,
with that bullshit,
you gotta go with the bullshit.
You gotta go.
Gotta put my foot in your
Once
head,
you gone with the bullshit, I might start, you know what I'm saying, supporting you again, dog. But as of now, you lost your man's Rob support.
So since we're talking about cereal,
I'm sorry, real quick,
did Family Guy touch on the truth? Does Captain Crunch really cut the ring in your mouth? Good.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. You look like you've never been cut.
I've never been cut.
Oh my God.
By Captain Crunch.
You have never been cut?
No.
You must eat it like 12
minutes
later. It's because
I put the milk in after the cereal.
She's everything.
So do y'all? So do y'all let y'all
split it in with water?
So do y'all let y'all cereal be, when y'all after y'all pour y'all milk and y'all cereal everything? Do y'all let the cereal sit for a minute before you eat it?
No.
My it's nephews. Not, okay.
It's never the intention.
I understand the logic.
I'm not
because
to make oatmeal.
No, I had understood that logic because I forget what it was. I think it was Waffle Crisp or something. My little cousin basically was saying like, he wait a minute because it'd be too hard for his teeth. But then I had to think about it. He like six. You know what I mean?
I'm about to say the only one that's too hard for your teeth, literally, and there's two versions.
Mm-hmm.
For nobody that knows this, I want to hurry up and clear this up. There's two versions. There's Smacks and then there's Honey Crisp. Smacks is the one with the green frog with the red hat, and then the Honey Crisp is the one with the dark bear. He might be like a dark cougar. I'm not sure, but he has on a
brown
shirt. Nobody knows this because nobody pays attention. I'm tired of the non-cereal awareness when people walk. This is Smacks. No, this is Honey Crisp. That is Smacks. Get your life.
Okay. Somebody weird. My nephews are weird. They put ice in their freaking cereal.
That's not unheard of.
I see a lot of females doing that.
For some odd reason.
Why y'all females do that?
I don't.
Especially hospital ice. I hate hospital.
Oh, no, I can't do the hospital ice.
My wife is addicted to hospital ice. Shout out to Erica.
Oh, no.
Literally addicted. Oh, if I'm in the cafeteria for any reason. No, she's weird. She's really weird. When she was pregnant with Daniel, she would walk downstairs to go get a piece of ice. Just
time out.
Who eats ice?
Wait a minute, time out, bro. Did you just really ask this man? Was his wife teeth fucked up, bro?
Yeah. How's the teeth fuck your teeth up?
Not hers. Not hers. I've never seen ice.
Well, she work at a hospital, so she don't get her teeth fixed regularly.
I've never seen ice in so much.
I don't know how many
strength.
Minutes we got left, but career just pulled up.
Boy, we still gotta talk about LeBron. We still gotta talk about LeBron. Let's make this quick. Where's he going?
LA.
He better stay his ass in Cleveland.
LA.
There's supposed rumors.
Or human.
Human?
I'm about to try to say Houston, but go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's another state named Human.
But it looked like Tom didn't hit the ceiling. Damn.
It is talks that Chris Paul is persuading him to come to Houston. Now, because that is my favorite point guard, and that is my favorite.
That's my favorite point guard, too.
I would love to see them in action. Instead of the Olympics, I would just love to see them in
James Harden,
action.
CP3, and LeBron?
Yikes.
Ooh, that's sexy. That's sexy, boy.
Yikes.
That's
no
sexy.
Intended. Yikes.
Judging by the shoulder rolls, you
look,
both are
man.
Very excited.
Yeah. Well, hold on. I'm about to get...
God, how are you not married yet?
Anyway, our time is up right now, guys. Thank you for listening to another episode of 3 Raw Podcast. Tune in next time. This is your boy CJ.
Your boy Jimmy.
It's your man's Rob, and I know that you took my spot.
Huh?
Rob comes second.
Hey, this is 3 Raw.